But yesterday I told my husband I wanted to be separated from him, and people keep saying sorry, and I'm only crying right now because that was probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
Maybe that should be a clue, right? If like something's that difficult, you probably shouldn't be doing it because it's outside of your capabilities, or maybe, I don't know, it's wrong. That ever occurred to you? Maybe it's so hard because it's the wrong decision.
I truly thought I was going to be with him forever. And I still love him so much, and I wanted it to be different, but it's not. It's okay to be upset.
Different from what? What you dreamed, what you imagined, what you hoped for, which is probably Disney BS.
To 17 years of my life we're talking about. Somebody I shared.
I don't get this. Did you invest that much time? Wouldn't you think that maybe the reason it's so hard for you is because you built up this amount of equity, this amount of value, and then leaving that? There's a reason that it's difficult? Didn't you value that? No, the sisterhood told me I'm bored and I need to get out and sow my wild oats.
Children with, who I built a life with.
Oh, she has kids too. Oh, that's great.
So yeah, say sorry, but also say congratulations for also being really f***ing strong.
Is that it? Is she just flexing for her fellow woman? Is that all it's about? I want to look strong to the sisterhood. I want to look strong to my fellow effinists that think marriage is slavery and naturally, by its very nature, oppressive to the woman. So I'm strong and empowered and better for getting out.
Yeah. That was not easy.
No, that is not being strong. That is just deciding to destroy your family for your own selfish reasons and putting the blame on every...
I don't say selfish because I don't think this is selfish. I think it's misguided. I think selfishness is good. Selfishness is acting in a way that is beneficial to your own well-being. A self-interest that is positive, beneficial to your state of being, your well-being. That's not what this is. This is misguided.
Anything else except yourself. This is the BS. These modern women want a...
Well, let's be honest. We all think about what's best for ourselves. So that's why this is a misunderstanding of what selfishness really is. I'm not going to get into it too deeply, but the problem here is we all think about ourselves, right? That's how you should live your life. The problem is, this woman, it's not all about her, actually. She's thinking more about what other people think and feel about her and her situation than she is what's actually best for her. See, she's misguided. Anyway, let's continue.
Us to believe. They think that life just happens. No, life just don't happen. Everything that occur in our lives is the result of our own actions accumulated over time. Mm-hmm. She had a very big role to play in the breakup of her own family. But instead of admitting that, she comes on the internet to try to get sympathy and validation for her decision of quitting the marriage.
Attention. That's what she wants, attention. And she didn't feel she was getting enough of that from her husband. Don't you know? And then she got a TikTok, and she's getting all this attention and validation, and she's getting all gassed up and fed the wrong message. And then she's associating that wrong message with the attention that she's getting. And she mistakenly believes that feeding into that messaging and following it is going to lead to even more attention, which will make her feel even better about herself. So it's all about the feels in the end.
I will show an example of the hypocrisy in this woman's thinking on this next clip.
You are their spouse, not their mom. Is that her talking? Or is that somebody else whispered something in her ear and influenced her to make the decisions that she made?
We'll clearly see her bad attitude and how she doesn't even want to be helpful to her own husband in the marriage. Check it out.
They can't do it. Don't help them. It is not your responsibility. If they get frustrated, they need to figure that shit out on their own.
You are right. So if your car needs, the oil change, the transmission fluid changed, a new oil filter, a new air filter, he shouldn't help you. You need to do that yourself, sweetheart. Grass needs to get cut. Time for you to get going, right? Because there's no such thing as male tasks, female tasks. We're all equal. And so he shouldn't help you either. How do you like that?
Not responsible for your partner. They are the parent, too. They are a...
Well, you can pick up that big, heavy 5-gallon water jug from now on. You can carry all the groceries in yourself, and you can do all the housework, and he can do the cooking and the cleaning, and, oh, I gotta wash dishes, and I gotta wash clothes, meaning I throw some stuff in a machine, and the machine does it for me. Meanwhile, the stuff he's doing is actually hard. Oh, sweetheart, you can fix the electrical outlet. You can fix the refrigerator. You can repair the car from now on, right? Don't expect him to do it for you, right? That's your logic, right? Well, that doesn't benefit me. So, you know, now my logic doesn't apply to me. Yeah, special pleading argument. Love it.
Spouse two. They weren't grown up enough to be in this adult life.
Right, you're not grown up enough to fix your own car. So you're a child. I love the logic.
Then they should not have gotten married, and they should not have had kids.
Right, you shouldn't get married, honey, because part of being married, you know, owning a house and having property and real estate, you gotta upkeep that stuff, and you got a car, right? That's part of an adult life. Well, you should be able to upkeep that car, take care of that car, change that tire, change that oil. Oh, no, you can't, so you're a child.
That's not your problem.
You can clearly see that this woman has
a... Right, it's a partnership! Until it inconveniences me, then it's his problem.
An attitude problem. I can't imagine what this man had to endure during the whole 17 years of marriage. The level of disrespect of this woman is out of this world. I mean, she talks about her husband as if he was a kid. But I want you guys to remember when she said that you are not responsible for your partner. I really want you to keep that in mind, because you are going to see the hypocrisy on the next clip I am going to show you now.
By the way, isn't it a... Like, you know, you're in it together, right? So his problems are your problems are his problems. No, 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 no. My problems are his problems, well, no.
She will be trying to justify again why she left her husband for no valid reason.
Even just 5 years ago, I didn't...
Is this going to be some woo-woo talk? I foresee some woo-woo talk.
...understand how people who could love each other so much to get married and have kids and build a life together... Just throw it all away like that.
What, didn't that what you did? What do you mean you don't understand? You don't understand what you yourself did, but you were the one that ended the marriage.
But something never felt right with me. Something never felt right with my relationship. It was always confusing. Do I believe he loves me?
Yeah. That's probably because you had the wrong mindset and the wrong expectations going in. And continually throughout the relationship. So it didn't feel right because it didn't align with your incorrect views on how a relationship dynamic should work. Yeah, you had unrealistic expectations.
Yes, I have no doubt he would absolutely kill for me. But when it comes to nurturing and loving someone and like wanting to bend every will in your body for them and desire them or just...
I wonder if she did this in return. I mean, he's got to do all this stuff for her. I wonder, sweetheart, if we were to talk to him, everything you just said, were you providing that to him? Were you wanting and showing your need and desire and appreciation for him? I would be willing to bet not.
Take them out or make them happy. Know their littlest things.
Okay, so first of all, you can't make other people happy. That's lesson number one. You can't make somebody feel something. Feelings are choices. How you feel is a choice. The state of your mind is a choice. How you experience the world, positive or negative, right or wrong, good or bad, that's a choice you are making. Take some responsibility. Take some accountability, honey, for your own thoughts and feelings. Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
That make them smile. I knew all of his.
But, oh, you did, huh? Really? I doubt that. I very much doubt that. By the way, anybody who thinks that it's the responsibility of another person in a relationship to make you feel a certain way is automatically a narcissist. So, no. Notice she said knew. Oh, you knew what he would like you to do. Did you do it? See, that's a whole different matter entirely. I bet she didn't.
And then I started paying attention to things that he was saying. The one example that...
You mean things that your sisterhood momos on TikTok told you. You know, the crowd that wants to make you miserable because they want company in their own misery. Ah, I see. Continue.
always stuck out in my mind was when he described his uncle's relationship with his wife. His uncle was kind of a Rolling Stone type of guy, never really had a home. And he met his wife, and he said just how he dances with her and grabs on her and loves her. I could just tell that she was the one, that he just loves her so much. That's an odd thing to say to a wife that you don't dance with. Hug.
Well, what about you? How much dancing were you initiating? And by the way, were you communicating your feelings to him? Were you telling him what you wanted, what you needed, what you desired? Hey, I want to dance, or whatever the metaphorical, probably what she's saying here. Were you communicating these things to your husband, or you were just keeping quiet because you didn't want to give away the hand, the control you wanted to have of the relationship? And this is a big problem, by the way, in modern day relationships with women. They want to be in charge of everything. They want to be the ones wearing the pants. They want to be in control because they think that makes them safe. They feel safer in that case because it's been fed this lie by the feminist movement for a century now that you can't trust a man. Man's not going to be there for you. You can't rely on him. And you know, this is just an extension of that. You got to have all the power and control in the relationship. Even that's not enough. But at minimal, you have to have that because men are so unreliable and they're so dangerous that, you know, getting with them, even in a marriage, it's so risky. So you got to have the power and the control, the hand. And they don't want to give that up. For nothing. So no, they're not going to communicate what they want to you. Meanwhile, what relationship works without communication? It's supposed to be a two-way street, not a one-way street, sweetheart.
Grab or touch on. And I think little things like that throughout the years. And when he loved me, God, he loved me so hard. But then the next day, it felt like we were wrong.
Right, he loved you so hard. Guess what? He got nothing out of it. So he loved you hard. He showed how he felt. He showed what he wanted, what he desired, and he got nothing in return. That's like a slap in the face. So eventually he gave up.
Right.
Sure. No doubt. Big surprise.
Mates. Like, he didn't even talk to me. Every single time we got too close in the past 6 months, he ignored me for a week after.
What do you mean too close? What does that mean? Translation, I don't know. What does that mean? He got too close and then ignored me. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that you guys weren't banging and then you banged and then he avoided you? I don't know. There's a lot of info missing here, man.
He didn't kiss me. He didn't hug me. He barely even listened when I talked. Every time I brought this to his attention, the problem was always me. I could never be together. You know, I had to go back to therapy. I had to read all the self-help books. And you wouldn't believe how many I have read. And
they don't seem to have done any good.
I have them all. I will show you. And
did she ever stop to think that maybe the problem was her? And of course, she sucked up that TikTok nonsense that gaslit her into believing that she's not the problem, right? All these sisterhood broads telling her, you're not the problem, he is, of course.
I even went to school for psychology, so I studied the shit. I became obsessed with it because
you are the problem, honey, okay? In my experience, just about everybody that goes to school to study psychology is doing so because they want to be able to solve their own problems, and their problems, their foibles, their mental hang-ups, their neuroses are massive. So they're studying psychology to try and fix themselves. And you are no different. And by the way, psychology is woo-woo garbage in and of itself. It's just another form of social control. It's bunk.
I was convinced that if I just did the right thing or said the right thing, that he would fall madly in love with me.
Well, he married you, didn't he? So he was madly in love with you. Right, until the real her showed its ugly face, right? Yeah.
It was never one gigantic thing. I wish.
So he wasn't madly in love with you when he married you? I'm getting some simp vibes from this guy. I mean, he'd have to be a simp to marry and stay with her, right?
Shit was. I wish I could be like, he cheated and I hate him. Does he love me? Yes.
I see what happened here, by the way. The sister told her that she could do better. He's a simp. She got disillusioned, got bored, thought she could do better, and now she's finding out she can't.
Is he in love with me? No. Going into the unknown is scary. I didn't even know I was ready until it actually happened. It was intuitive.
She clearly said that she knows that her husband loves her and that he would even kill for her. I mean, what more do you want? Remember that she said on the other
butterflies! Drama! So he didn't give her the butterflies, and he didn't participate in her drama crap. And she didn't communicate what she wanted to him in any real meaningful manner because she wanted power and control. And yet she wonders why it didn't work out.
Clip that you are not responsible for your partner. Now all of a sudden she is claiming that her husband should be doing all the little things that make her happy. Do you guys see that?
Isn't that interesting? So I don't have to be responsible for him, and yet he's got to be responsible for me. See the disconnect? Total complete lack of self-awareness to make such a contradictory statement.
The hypocrisy here? Happiness is a choice that comes from within. Many women have been sold the lie that their men should make them happy. And now she is talking about her husband loves her, but he is not in love with her. What the hell is that? At this age, these modern women still believe in the Disney movies they watched when they were kids.
No.
So let's get this straight. She divorced her husband just because he didn't take her out on a certain Saturday night when she wanted to go out. I mean, what the hell is going on?
She didn't get what she wanted. I guess he got tired of trying to please her. I mean, after 17 years of trying to please this broad and make her happy, which is impossible, so it's self-defeating right from the start, he said, I give up. I can't do anything right, so I'm done. He got tired of trying to simp and make her happy and just gave up. And in her mind, that meant he wasn't in love with her because she associated all the effort that he put into simping for her with being in love with her.
If your husband doesn't kiss you goodnight a certain day, why don't you go to him and kiss him goodnight instead, or even ask him if he is okay?
Because that would be you initiating, and that would be giving some of the power away. Understand?
Now, guys, you tell me, who is the real problem here? Who is the childish one here? Who need constant validation just so that they can feel that they are okay? I think that we can all clearly see who is at fault here.
Yep.
Now,
well,
before we...
except for her. She thinks it's him.
Conclude this episode.
Like all women.
I will show you why most of these modern women are so entitled. The people who encourage this stupid behavior from women are simps like this guy you see on the screen.
Oh my.
This dude right here saw the clip of this woman crying and decided to make a whole monologue on how this woman is so strong for leaving her husband and destroying her family.
Guys like this are part of the problem, by the way. Major part of the problem. In fact, they're at the core of it. If they weren't simping, if there weren't simps out there, these broads would very quickly change their behavior.
This simp did even bother to check the backstory. He concluded that her tears cannot lie. I will just let you guys hear the garbage that will come out of this simp's mouth. But be warned, because this will definitely make your blood boil.
That was probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
This woman told her husband that she wanted a separation from him after being married to him for 17 years. Now, she didn't go into great detail about what happened, but we...
But we what? She didn't go into great detail, and you didn't do much research, but you just assume she's right. Because...
You should all know and understand that he was incapable of loving her with his entire heart. Without words, we know she tried everything because her tears said it all.
So he's wrong because man, and because she cried. What?
There was frustration in her tears. There was love in those tears. There was strength in those tears.
Yeah, the frustration is because she wasn't getting what she wanted. And what she wanted came from Disney movies and other effinists gaslighting her. Because they want somebody to share their misery, you dummy.
With bravery in those tears. So I'd like to say to this woman, congratulations. It takes a strong woman to ask for a separation after 17 years of marriage.
So this guy's part of the problem. And you know, there were 1,000 other simp, pathetic, pick-me, simpy-simp losers like this guy gassing her up on TikTok. Oh, but women, they're not like children. Oh, no.
You thought you were marrying a life partner who was going to love you wholeheartedly.
By the way, stop using the word partner. It's not a... Well, of course, it is a business partnership, a business contract now that you're incentivized to break and get out of without penalty. In fact, you get rewarded.
In return, we know you didn't come to this decision easily and that you struggled with it for years. You only get one chance at life and you can't waste it on someone who's not going to desire you and treat you like the special person you are. We are proud of you. We know
Loser. You
didn't arrive at this decision easily.
What a pathetic simp this guy is. And you know, this is him trying to advertise himself, right? And get some women to DM him, and then he's DMing some women, and then, oh, yeah, you know, check out this video. I commented on, I opined on, see how enlightened and what a male feminist I am? Oh, you pathetic, sniveling loser, you.
My apologies. I am sure that some of you almost puked just by listening to this blue pill guy running his mouth. But I had to show you why most women keep on thinking that this behavior is acceptable. The biggest problem is these simps who keep on validating this debauchery. These simps are everywhere, and some of them even occupy a lot of positions of power in the government. That is why it is so hard to change all the...
That's how they keep their jobs. There's more women than men. They're the majority of the voting base, and they're much more easily influenced on a collective level. Men are more atomized and fragmented and individualistic in their wants, needs, and desires. They're much more competitive with each other than women, who tend to collectivize and work together for their own collective well-being. So it's no surprise that the government and the powers that be cater to the woman, not to mention that they're what, responsible for 80%+ of spending? That's going on? Big shocker that we live in such a gynocentric culture in the West.
These family court laws that incentivize modern women to destroy families. And it looks...
Oh, that's what you get when you let them vote. But you don't give them any subsequent responsibilities. Like, I don't know, signing up for the draft? See how much they want to vote then!
It's like the simp epidemic is not going to go away anytime soon. So, fellas, all you have to do is protect yourself at all times. And above all, always keep your head up.
The simp epidemic ain't going to end because we got more and more and more single mothers raising young boys. So young boys are going to become ever more gynocentric. They're going to become ever more feminine in nature. Government, social media, mainstream media, academia, all are spreading the effinist message. So boys are getting ever more indoctrinated. The education system is spreading it, teaching young boys that it's toxic to be male and, you know, that you're more a dysfunctional female than anything else. So the female, the feminine is portrayed as the ideal. So men are not going to become more masculine. They're going to become ever less masculine. They're going to be ever more turned off by masculinity, and they're going to become more of the mindset that it's toxic to be masculine, while at the same time venerating the female more and more and more, because they're told that's the ideal and that's what you got to do to get yourself a good woman. And meanwhile, women, even though they say that's what they want, that's not what they want. Oh, and the sexes are going to become ever more divided, and the simps are going to become ever more simpy in their desire to get themselves a woman. And they're going to act ever more feminine to try and get that woman, even though that doesn't work. So don't think that the simp epidemic is going to end anytime soon. It's just going to get worse. And the boss babe ain't going nowhere, certainly not back to the kitchen, until things start to change in government, in academia, until these kind of behaviors on women's part start being penalized. And that's not going to change until, some kind of world war, some kind of zombie apocalypse, I don't know, until the system collapses, which may not be very far off. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. Please like and subscribe to my channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. I've heard it's good for the algorithm, though I haven't seen any evidence of that. And if you really like and want to support my content, please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. I recently suffered a traumatic injury. I was in shock, had a heart attack. It's not been that long since it happened, so I could really use your support. The GoFundMe link is in the description. Click on that to get some more detailed information about what I went through. And if you'd like to make a donation, it would be greatly appreciated. And whatever you can afford, and if you can't afford to, that's fine also. But please check that link out in the description to learn more. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the Bachelor Philosopher. And hey, if you are a bachelor, you're most definitely a realist. So I wish you well and take care.